Let me invite you over to the New Testament book of Matthew tonight, Matthew chapter 15 and verse 36, Matthew 15, 36. Matthew 15, 36 reads this way. It says, "And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight, and Lord, we pray and ask for your mercy, your grace, and your blessing that you might open up our hearts, our minds, and that we might hear from you and worship you, and Lord, that you would be uplifted and glorified in our lives, and that you would witness and testify to us, Lord, of your great grace, that we might share that with one another. First of all, to experience it for ourselves and to be drawn closer to you, but then to be the blessing to our families, our church family, and to the world, Lord. Bless the message tonight. Fill us and guide us with your Holy Spirit. Again, Lord, that you might be glorified and that we might be strengthened in the faith that you've given to us and drawn closer to you. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is "The Lord Gave to His Disciples and the Disciples to the Multitude." And you'll find that there in verse 36. That is the pattern. That is such an easy thing to misunderstand and to overlook. And tonight, I want you to, if you don't mind, we're going to look at this from, I believe, I'm convinced, a very important spiritual application that will set things in order that we might be strengthened in the faith and drawn closer to the Lord. A lot of times, again, as you study the Word of God, you will see that God is reaching out to tell us that everything's been done when he finished it on the cross. Everything's been provided for. Come and dine. The master set the table, and all we need to do is feast and partake of the bread of life that we might experience the grace of God. And that's listen, God is wanting you and I to call upon him and say, "God, show us your grace. Show us," because when he does that, that brings us to the place of worship. When we see Jesus, we're brought to the place of worship. But when we're filled up with ourselves, and remember, that was the conversion that Peter needed to have happen. But I've got news for you. Not Peter only. You and I have to be emptied of self. Remember what the Lord said? Remember, he said, Peter said, "Oh, Lord, I won't forsake you." And then what the next thing the Lord said? "If you don't deny self, you cannot be my disciple." Well, why was he saying that to somebody who thought he wouldn't deny the Lord? Because he was full of self. And here's the truth. You and I are also, but God wants to do the work to help us understand. So tonight, I just want to spend a few moments with an important truth. And the question is this: how is it that God works through you and me? That's an important question. Not how we get busy for God, not how we work for God, because that's what Peter was busy doing during the Lord's earthly ministry. Bless God, we're going to get busy for God. And all he kept doing was falling all over himself. And let me say that again. Peter just kept falling all over himself because self was in the way between him and the Lord. And so tonight, God wants us to understand how it is that he works through your life and mine. Three thoughts tonight, very quickly. The Lord's compassion through the disciples. Secondly, the disciples' misunderstanding. And then thirdly, the Lord's silent revelation. What do we mean by the Lord's silent revelation? It's the still small voice. And if we're not careful, we won't hear it. See, our lives make a lot of noise. Not audible noise, but just a lot of... You ever just need to go somewhere and just be still for a moment? Right? You ever just, and you find relief in that, just to just find somewhere and maybe go outside somewhere and just sit down and you get refreshed and you're like, wow. Well, that's how we hear from the Lord as well. And you're going to see that here tonight. So look with me in verse 32. And I want you to see the Lord's compassion through the disciples. Verse 32 says, "Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude." Now we have to stop here just for a brief moment and say, why did Jesus tell the disciples that he had compassion on the multitude that was there? Could he not have done what he wanted to do without the disciples? Could he not have fed the multitudes? Yes, he could have. But what he's showing is his pattern. He calls the disciples. Notice verse 32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him. Listen, we have to seek the Lord, and we have to realize this. If you're a saved child of God, then God has called you and I to himself. And with that, realize that you have been given authority by the grace of God to come to him. The lost person can't do that. We have been granted access to the Lord. So keep that thought in mind. He's not calling the world. He's not calling the Pharisees. He's not calling the rulers of the day. He's calling his disciples. Question tonight, are we a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's important. Then we're called. So then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting lest they faint by the way. Now, we're looking at the spiritual aspect. I want you to understand that there's a physical, and we want to consider the spiritual. There's always two sides. Listen, when there is a physical story that the Lord's talking about, mark it down. Count on it. There is a spiritual application to the truth that's being revealed as well. So here's the spiritual application. You and I are called. We're looking at physical food. But may I tell you something? The world is in a desert with no hope, with no real food, with no real food. I don't know if you've ever done this. I happen to work a job before where I was traveling a lot, and I was doing a lot of different things, and we were eating out all the time. That gets old. I don't care how good the food is. That gets old. And so I want you to realize the world may be thinking they're enjoying all these different things, but I want you to know that gets old. I'm not against. I'm not against people showing themselves having a good time. That's all good and well. I think it is good. But really, that only goes so far without the Lord Jesus Christ. You understand that? That makes sense, right? Without God, it's really not as fulfilling as it could be with the Lord. And so what I want you just to think about just for a brief moment tonight is realize this spiritual application, that God wants to refresh your life and my life first, to watch him work in and through our lives, but then that the world might see what he's doing in and through us, and they will feed on what God is doing. If it's God working in your life and mine, and if we're experiencing his peace, remember, not just taking happy pills, not just putting a smile on our face, but God putting a smile on our face, the world is going to look to your life and see God working and realize they're missing something. And realize that you have something that they are missing. There's a peace that they can't put their finger on. There is a joy that passes their understanding. And that's the Lord. Remember what Jesus said? If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And that's true in your life and mine. If Christ be lifted up, if we are seeking him and his joy, people are going to be drawn to what is happening because it's God's work. They're not going to be drawn to us. They will see us, but what they're really seeing is the Lord Jesus Christ. And what they're really seeing is the working and the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life and mine. So this is really the feeding or the compassion of the Lord. And that is, listen, fathom this thought. God is going to have compassion on this world through your life and mine. God is going to feed the multitudes by the grace that flows through you. That's his order. That's his choice. I will agree with you. Lord, I don't understand. How can you do that? Why would you use me? Because he wills it. And that's his desire. Okay, so keep that thought in mind. The Lord's compassion through the disciples, but more importantly, listen, the Lord's compassion through your life and mine today. It was through the disciples back in his day, and he's still the same. It's through the disciples today by the grace of God. Okay, so keep that thought in mind. And then next, I want you to see the disciples' misunderstanding. Ready? Verse 33. And his disciples say unto him, when shall we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? What's their misunderstanding? What's their problem? Let me ask you this. Did Jesus expect the disciples to feed the multitudes from their resources or his? Let me ask you that question again. You got the right answer. Did Jesus expect the disciples to feed the multitude from their resources or his? Now listen, this is important. Does God expect you to be a testimony and a witness to the world through your resources or his? Do you see how, listen, we can goof that up big time. Oh boy, listen, I really want to influence this person for Christ, this relative for Christ, this friend for Christ, and so I better put on my best. Well, that's our resources. See, God wants us to understand that it's him that is working in our lives, and that we need to be in tune, and that's what happened. That's where that conversion, Peter didn't need to be saved. He was already saved. He needed to be converted from self to the Spirit, to the working of the Spirit, from his work to God's work. And that's where liberty comes. Listen, you find a whole brand new Peter. He didn't look any different, but he was different on the day of Pentecost, wasn't he? He wasn't running from the people. He was boldly standing before the people he was running from just 50 days prior. All right, now watch this. As we consider this last thought, I want you to see the Lord's silent revelation. So the disciples misunderstood. We can misunderstand as well. And now, lastly, verse 34 says this. Then Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Why did God want them to take inventory? Absolutely. Absolutely. To see what little they had, and to see what God could do with what little they had. So when you start taking inventory and realizing what little you have, and that's easy to do, and that's why a lot of believers don't do a whole lot, because they look at what little they have, they forget how much God has. And that's what God does not want us to focus on. So Jesus said to them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few, listen, little fishes. You know what, listen, did Jesus know what he was going to do the whole time? Let me tell you what the disciples were saying. Ain't going to happen. That's what they were saying. Man, the odds are against us. Now, don't answer this. Have you ever thought that? Lord, when you picked me, I don't think you knew, you know. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly, because there is not one soul that could ever perform what God wants to do through your life and mine. There was not one of those disciples that had the ability to feed those multitudes. There's not one soul that has ever lived, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, other than the God-man, there is not one soul that would ever be able to perform what God has called them to do. Moses, wonderful, meek man. Without God, he could do nothing. And he would tell you that. In fact, he told us that in Exodus chapter 3 when the Lord was calling him to go, and he was wrestling with the Lord. All right. So they took inventory. Verse 35. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Now you gotta grab that just for a moment. He's telling the disciples to take inventory. He's not giving them a chance to stop what he's doing. They take inventory. Now, you got to know where they're at. Bread and some small fishes? Not much. Now the Lord turns to the multitude and tells them to sit down. Maybe some of the disciples said, did he not hear what we just said? Didn't he hear what we just told him? How many of us maybe sometimes says, does God really know how weak and feeble I am? Does God not know what a failure I am? Before we were ever born. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. Listen, I really believe this. I believe the disciples really, I don't believe they said, did he not hear what we said? I believe they were just captivated by what God was doing. And they were obedient because God was moving. And when God is moving in your life and mine, he will do things that we could never do. We will experience the grace of God. And so he's speaking to the people here. And the disciples are obeying him. So he says, he gave and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Listen to this truth. That is God's way today. God wants to give you the disciple and then the disciple to the multitudes. And let me introduce you, in case you wondered or didn't know, and I believe you do know, the first multitude that God wants you to feed with his grace that he gives to you first is your family. Is your family. What good, you've heard this said, I don't know who said it, what good would it be? And then maybe they said it after Billy Sunday. I heard the story where I think he had 9 children and he basically deserted his family, as the testimony goes, and his kids didn't have a whole lot to do with God because they just didn't see their dad and were soured about that. What good would it be to win the world and lose your family? That is not God's plan. That is not God's plan. So God gives to us first that we might feed our family with the grace of God, our church family, and then to the whole world. So verse 37 says this, and they did all eat. You know why? God's grace is abundant. Don't ever worry about running out of it because it's God's and it's infinite. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. And what I want you to see is, listen, the Lord never said a word to the disciples. But he wanted them to meditate. You remember what they did? They took count and found 7 loaves of bread and some little fish. They had to walk away, or they should have walked away and said, oh boy, God took next to nothing and did something wonderful. God wants us to see that tonight. That he can take something that is next to nothing. And that takes humility on our part. God, I have nothing to give. But I do offer myself that you might work your will in my life. Lord, not that I would be glorified, but that you would be lifted up. And that the grace of God would be seen. Lord, that I might experience the grace of God, that you might do a work in my heart and my mind that would cause me to fall in a greater depth of love for you. And he'll do that. And that's his will. He wants to do that. The Lord takes us, what we have, and by the way, that he's given to us, fathom this thought, the Holy Spirit, he's indwelt the believer with the Holy Spirit. We have something to give that he's given to us. And that is that we want the Holy Spirit. Listen, we have to be willing to do this, that the Holy Spirit might work his will in my life. That's what God has given to us in our salvation. And he blesses the Holy Spirit to guide and direct our lives, to empower our lives. And then he gives us the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the gentleness, the kindness, the meekness. And the family, your family, looks on that and feeds on that. Feeds on that. My mom and dad, my grandma and grandpa, my aunt, my uncle, they're real. Listen, when the love of God is shining through your life and mine, that is patient, kind, and gentle, they will feed on that. They will be refreshed, encouraged. I believe it will compel them to seek. And then our church family, and then the world. So God tonight wants us to understand the Lord gives to his disciples, and by the grace of God, the disciples to the multitudes. Tonight God would say, I want to do that through you. What's our answer going to be? May it be, O God, that you might have your will and way. Because in doing that, our family is blessed, our church family, and God turns the world upside down. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the wisdom and understanding it brings to our hearts and minds. Bless the rest of the evening, Lord, as we break off for prayer. May you be honored and glorified and our lives blessed, and that we might be the light you've called us to be, beginning to our own family and then to our church family and the world. Again, bless the rest of the evening, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.